This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 5th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, a report from the home of a horse slaughter facility in DeKalb. We'll hear about the ethics of eating horse meat. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. Employees of an auto parts maker in Rantoul received word this week that its doors were closing. The closing of all three Collins and Aikman plants means more than 500 people will be out of work. About 45 of those workers received layoff notices on Tuesday. Rantoul Mayor Neil Williams says the village is doing what it can to step up and help those who have lost their jobs.
What the city's going to do is we are in the process of contacting the labor unions, the Teamsters. We'll also contact Collins and Aikman's Human Resource Department. We'll also work with the Community Service Center, and we'll try to assist in any way we can. We'll let these agencies be the guide, and if we can help out, we'll do what we can.
The Southfield, Michigan-based Collins and Aikman is Rantoul's largest employer. Williams says a slight hope remains that someone may buy the company. It has been in negotiations with Cadence Innovation, but those negotiations reportedly broke down. Williams says village officials only learned at about 1 p.m. Tuesday that the plants were closing. He says it's still unclear how long the remaining employees will be on the job. Williams says it may depend on how long it takes Collins and Aikman to fulfill contracts to other vendors. The company had been in the process of selling off its assets and winding down operations since filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2005. Five members of a Champaign family were taken to Carle Foundation Hospital after their van rolled onto its roof on I-57 last night. The wreck occurred about 7:30 and tied up traffic for hours near the interstate's Monticello Road exit. State police say 35-year-old Jonathan Kerr lost control of the vehicle when he attempted to rebuckle the seatbelt of one of his children, and it overturned into the median. He was ticketed for improper lane usage and failure to secure a child in a proper restraint system. Just one family member, 31-year-old Angela Kerr, remains hospitalized in fair condition. A court hearing is scheduled today in Joliet for a suburban Chicago man accused of killing his wife and three children. It will be the first Illinois court appearance for Christopher Vaughn of Oswego, who was extradited from Missouri earlier this week. Vaughn is charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of 34-year-old Kimberly Vaughn and their children, 12-year-old Abigail, 11-year-old Cassandra, and 8-year-old Blake. They were found dead on June 14th in an SUV parked on a service road near I-55 in Shanahan, about 40 miles southwest of Chicago. Indiana State Police are awaiting an autopsy to determine the cause of death for a 29-year-old woman who collapsed yesterday at the Holiday World Amusement Park in southern Indiana. Police and park officials say the woman apparently lost consciousness and fell into a wave pool shortly after the park opened. The water was only inches deep. She was pulled from the water by lifeguards. Lifeguards and paramedics attempted to revive her, but she was pronounced dead after being taken to Jasper Memorial Hospital. Lawmakers are back in Springfield today for a special session of the Illinois legislature. Governor Rod Blagojevich called the session to try to break the impasse over a multi-billion dollar budget. The session will cost the state thousands of dollars a day, but the governor says it's worth the cost to increase pressure on lawmakers to reach a budget agreement. Many contend it makes no sense for rank-and-file lawmakers to spend 7 days a week in Springfield when Blagojevich and the legislative leaders aren't even close to a budget deal. The Illinois High School Association has adopted a new policy for when severe weather occurs during statewide sports events. As Amanda Vinicky reports, it's more rigid than in the past.
The old policy was known as the flash-to-bang method, or the 30-30 rule. When someone spotted a flash of lightning, then heard thunder within 30 seconds, an IHSA sports event was suspended for 30 minutes. IHSA Director Marty Hickman admits it was a bit complicated. Under the new policy, play will be suspended as soon as someone spots cloud-to-ground lightning or hears thunder. Hickman says the National Weather Service recommended the switch.
They believe that even though you may not be able to see severe weather, if you can hear thunder, you're in danger of a lightning strike.
The more rigid policy will take effect when the school year begins, but only at IHSA-sponsored state tournament series. Hickman says individual school districts have their own policies, but he expects many will follow the IHSA's lead. Hickman also predicts some coaches might find the rule too conservative, but he says it's all about student safety. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
For the latest newscast online, go to wil.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bomter. DeKalb's known for a lot of things. Corn, barbed wire, Northern Illinois University, even Cindy Crawford, and most recently, horse slaughter. Tony Arnold has been following the news surrounding the nation's only plant that slaughters horses for human consumption. And let's face it, the legal proceedings aren't likely to end anytime soon. But in all this coverage, there's another aspect that hasn't been talked about much, just who eats horse meat. Today, Tony takes the story out of the courtroom and into the kitchen.
So, let's begin with this. People eat horses.
Eat horses?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Where?
Well, mostly in Europe.
Europe.
You know, Belgium, Italy, France. And it's actually kind of common.
Says who?
My name is Philippe Forcioli.
He's the chef at Cliff Breakers in Rockford.
French?
Oh, yeah.
And the food?
I've cooked a lot of really kind of white off-the-wall type of things, you know, alligator.
Alligator.
Lion.
Lion.
Kangaroo. Snakes.
Snakes. But horse?
I've never actually served horse for any of my guests in any of my restaurants or anywhere I worked at.
But has he eaten
it? But has he eaten it?
It's been a long time.
He ate it.
When I was a teenager, when I was growing up, my sister was cooked it sometime at home. So,
how was it?
Yeah, how was it?
It was, you know.
I knew it.
If I wouldn't know, I would have thought it would have been beef, you know.
Beef?
It reminded me of flank steak.
Flank steak.
And the French still eat it?
Okay, we're going to try to call my sister in France, see if we can get a hold of, because she'd probably be a lot more helpful with this than I am, you know. See. Allô, Françoise, c'est Philippe, ça va? Ça va. Et j'ai une question, on fait une interview là à propos
I don't speak French.
Des boucheries chevalines. C'est populaire en France, comme c'était avant, plus populaire ou moins populaire? She's working in the hospital. She's a nurse.
She's at work right now.
She's at work right now. So, she's giving someone a shot.
Oh, okay.
Ciao. She said that it's common. They sell it in supermarkets. And it's not as popular as it used to be. But they sell it, you can find it everywhere in the supermarket.
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
I wouldn't order a horse steak if I was at a restaurant or anything like that. I don't really think of it as a meat I can eat.
I'm kind of curious.
I have a book, a cooking book, that goes back to the 1780, I think. It's dated 1785. And it's a beautiful cookbook, and there's a recipe even for elephant feet in there.
Not that curious.
Bon appétit.
Yeah. I'm Tony Arnold.
In the forecast for the region today, mostly sunny skies. Patchy fog early, otherwise isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the low around 65. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high around 85. Mostly clear Friday evening, the low around 65. Sunny skies Saturday, the high around 88 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, July 5th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wil.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.